Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her daughter gave her a flower, and she put it in a vase on her nightstand before bed. And they went to sleep, and she was hit in the face. Then something splashed water on them. They turned on the light, and the flower was on the floor. How did that all happen?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. Love to hear your real ghost stories. You can call in anytime or go to realghoststoriesonline.com and write in there. And if you'd like to listen to the show ad-free, binge away, you can do it on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there. Put all the stuff there for you to check out. Also, patreon.com/realghoststories if you're not on Apple Podcasts, or ghostpodcast.com on the website. It's all there for you to binge away on. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. You ever have anything that weird happens with things you have in your room at night where you put it somewhere, you wake up the next morning, it's in another place or anything?
I only had something weird happen once, and it was right about, and it all these stories for me always happen around the time that my parents died.
Yeah.
But I literally had, you know, when you get glasses, they give you this nice soft cloth to wash your glasses.
Yeah.
And I had gotten a new pair of glasses and this really nice soft cloth. And I remember wiping my glasses off, and I put it in my drawer in the bathroom where I keep that stuff. At any rate, the next day it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I searched everywhere, because I also had the tendency every once in a while, when my mind is on something else, to misplace where I put my keys and stuff like that.
Sure.
I searched everywhere. Well, like 3 days later, 4 days later, I found it. And it was like in the drawer, but way back in the back, where it would never have gone in the first place. Because mm-hmm. all the stuff in the back of the drawer is stuff that you don't touch for months and months.
Yeah.
You know, it's the ointment creams and stuff like that that you know.
Yeah. Had you're like, oh, I remember that rash.
Right, exactly. But it was way back there, and I couldn't figure out how it got there. And I swear I ripped that entire drawer apart and never saw it the first couple of days.
How weird.
Yeah.
That's just weird. Like when stuff, it's weird when it's like right in front of you too. And it's even weirder when it's in a place where it's like, there's no way I could have put it back there, or it could have gotten back there. That's the weird thing. Let's go to the call at 855-853-4802. Hi.
This is Amber from Salt Lake City, Utah again. I did call a little while back about a little girl in my room. I have another story for you. So me and my boyfriend are laying in my bed, and my little girl likes to pick flowers for me, like so many other little girls. And so I had this rose sitting in a little plastic cup next to my husband's side of the bed. And we're going to sleep. And I have my back to his back, and I have my face towards the wall, and his face is towards the other wall. Well, I'm in that weird, like, half asleep, kind of awake state where, you know, you hear things, not sure, you wake up out of that state. Well, this is the weirdest thing. I don't know how to even explain it, but I'm laying there in this state. I'm almost asleep, and I hear a sound like only I can describe as like a dodgeball, like when it hits you, that tinging noise, that ting. Well, it felt like it hit my face, and I hear it at the same time that I feel like something hits my face. But I don't have a dodgeball in my room, obviously, and I don't know where it would have come from. So I wake up, and I, like, shake my boyfriend up. I was like, babe, did you hear that? And he goes, oh, I heard, like, a tinging noise. And I was like, yeah, something just hit me in the face. And he's like, well, whatever. You know, he never really believed before he met me. Things seem to follow me wherever I go. I don't know what it is, but he's never experienced anything before he's met me in his 30 years of life. and he's not used to it yet. I don't think he can ever get used to it. I'm not used to it, and it's been 30 years. So I'm like, whatever, I'm going to go back to sleep. So I lay back down, and I'm turned towards him this time and kind of like laying in his back almost. We both fall asleep. We're in dead sleep now. And all of a sudden, I feel water on my face. Like I just got splashed in the face, like someone had water on their hands and just like flicked it at you. And not only do I jump awake, but he jumps awake and he's like, what was that? Something. And I said, water just hit your face, didn't it? And he goes, yeah. What the hell? Did you just flick me in the face with water? And I said, no. It just happened to me too. And so he's freaking out. Like I said, he's never experienced anything like this before. And the room feels really heavy, like someone's sitting on your chest. And he goes, please turn the light on. And I was like, you turn the light on. And he was paralyzed. He could not move. And so I hurry, jump up, turn the light on. And I'm like, where's the flower? Where's the flower Zoe gave me? And I go to his side of the bed, and the flower is sitting maybe like 3 feet away from the bed on the floor by itself, and the cup is sitting on the ground. There's water underneath it, but it's sitting upright, and it's got about the same amount of water that it had in it. And mind you, this wasn't close to the bed. He couldn't have accidentally like touched it or flicked it or made it fall off, and the rose couldn't have flipped that far. Just a weird story for you. I don't know what you guys make of it. I mean, I have things like this happen to me all the time. My husband's not used to it yet, but just want to see what you guys think. And we did actually end up blessing our house. I had a friend tell me that there was some herbs that I could put around my bed, because it seemed like that whole week things were messing with me in my bed to the point where I'd be sleeping and dreaming of something and it would be pulling my hair, and I'd wake up and I have really long hair, like down to the bottom of my back, and it'd be over the edge of the bed and something would be pulling on my hair as I woke up. So I told her about all these things, and she told me to put these herbs and salts around my bed and my doorway. Well, I did so. Ever since then, nothing has happened. I also had my father bless the house. But there is one strange thing that happened after. We just barely got a puppy. She's about 6 months old, German Shepherd. She's very well behaved. She doesn't bark a lot. She's very well behaved. So we have her in her house, and the other night, in the middle of the night, I hear her barking right outside my door. And mind you, I put like salt and herbs at my doorway so that something cannot come in my room. She's barking at my doorway, and she doesn't bark unless she sees something. And my daughter ended up coming to dinner, so I didn't open the door to see what she was barking at. But my boyfriend husband says right after that, what if something was standing outside our door, like the thing that tried to come in before, which kind of gave me the creeps, but it's possible. Nothing's happened in my room since, so I wonder if this thing hangs outside my door. I don't know what it is. I don't know why these things are attracted to me, but I don't know. Just give you something to think about. Maybe you guys have some insight for me, and thanks for you guys are doing. Keep it up. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. What's your thoughts on all of that?
It's so hard. Like, water in a vase, flowers getting sprinkled with water. It's interesting. And if I had the opportunity to look at it and see where everything was and see the probability of something, you know, flicking you in the face with water. However, I will tell you, if I was sitting there and it was happening to me, I would have to question whether or not it was paranormal. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's so tough.
Like, what would cause that? What would cause the water to be flat? I mean, it's there's a lot of like, how, okay, well, this is weird. Like, but why? And I don't know.
Right. Unless something or something was trying to get them that the attention, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know. And maybe she's right. Maybe there's an energy that's there or an energy that comes and goes that even her dog notices.
Far more questions than answers for that one. Yep. Thank you for sharing that with us, though. If you want to share yours, 855-853-4802 is the phone number to call and do just that. If you want access to all of our episodes ad-free, start binging away in them right now. Check out Apple Podcasts and our premium channel there. Or you can go to patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.